This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Injuries to the human lung can be life-threatening and also very difficult to treat. But now an innovative natural approach using something you find in the ocean and even on your sushi, seaweed, is offering a promising new treatment for lung injuries. A seed grant from the University of Vermont, along with another from the Department of Defense, is driving this approach forward. And joining us now to tell us more about it is Dr. Daniel Weiss, professor of pulmonary medicine at the University of Vermont, joining us on the line. And thanks for being with us, Dr. Weiss.
Oh, happy to do this.
And also with us is Rachel Oldinsky, professor of engineering at the University of Vermont, here with us in our VPR studios. And Professor Oldinsky, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for the invitation.
So let's start first, Professor Oldinsky, with you. And I know this is, it sounded a little simplistic in my lead talking about, oh, seaweed can patch up a lung. But you are using this natural thing found in the oceans to help do that. You brought some tools of the trade with you here in the studio. Can you explain how seaweed is helping to do this amazing reparative work?
Absolutely. I'm happy to do so. So seaweed, as was mentioned earlier, is found in the ocean. So if you go to the beach and you see that brown stuff washing up on shore and it's slimy and gross, well, we love that stuff. And we take that stuff in our laboratory and we do some chemical modifications, and then we're able to create sort of this brown powder. It looks kind of like a ground up cotton ball, you can imagine. And then this stuff, it dissolves in water. So unlike the seaweed that maintains its leaf structure, we can break it up and we put it into solution. And then what we do is we put it in these syringes, we squish it back and forth to really make this nice, consistent, homogeneous solution. And then we take this solution and we squirt it onto a plate that's spinning at a high rate of speed, and that creates a very, very thin film. When that thin film dries, it resembles something like a Listerine strip. As I sort of
take it out with some tweezers right now.
That's right. I'm able to hold it up and it's dry and it really looks sort of like an opaque off-white film, like a Listerine strip. And so then I can take this LED strip, this sort of homemade device here, and it shines a green light. And so when I take this green light and I put it on my film, this film now turns into a permanent structure. So it's something I can pick up and I can stretch. And so what I also have in the studio is sort of this, you know, Martha Stewart prefabricated sort of stuff. And it's like this slimy sort of wet gel, and I can push it around in my dish and it looks sort of like a contact lens, except it's an elastic contact lens. Now, the cool part about this contact lens is that one side is slippery. So when you put it on the lawn, your lawn is able to still lubricate against your chest wall, right? Like if you just got done walking on a flight of stairs or you happen to be interviewed on the radio. And so the other side of that patch, though, sticks to the lawn. So it covers the hole or the site of injury where the air is leaking out. And so it adheres to that lawn. It forms a Band-Aid, and thus preventing air and fluid leaks.
Amazing. Now, Dr. Weiss, up until this point, there's only been one FDA-approved treatment for the type of lung injuries that Professor Oldinsky was describing. What has that treatment been, and what are its drawbacks as compared to this new approach?
The one product that's out there from the FDA is an entirely different chemical, and it is approved only for a very limited spectrum of use. And that specifically is that if for some reason you need part of your lung removed, either from cancer or what have you, then this material can be utilized to help the wound healing. What it does not cover, what it's not approved for, what it's not been studied for, is the wider ranges of lung diseases, emphysema, fibrosis, trauma. If you're in a car accident, you collapse your lung, or let's say you're in the military and you get a battlefield injury that collapses your lung, the only available product doesn't cover any of that stuff. So the new slimy material, the seaweed-based material, is incredibly exciting because it has potential application for this wide range of conditions.
Professor Oldinsky, how did you first think of seaweed as an approach to solving this problem? I mean, what was it that kind of sparked the idea for you?
Oh, that idea started a while back. There's a lot of talk about sustainability and the use of natural products, renewable resources, and that doesn't stop at construction sites. It extends into medicine, and that's been sort of a focus of mine, is focusing on green chemistry, naturally sourced products. And we have worked with a lot of materials, hyaluronan, which is snot, essentially. I love snot. I love snot and seaweed.
I had to make sure I was hearing you correctly.
Yes,
there,
no, absolutely.
You are saying that.
I am saying that, yes. But we use those products, and through safe chemistry, we're able to manipulate the mechanical properties so that we're comparable to these synthetic materials that are oil-based, petroleum-based, and they're not good for you. They're toxic materials. And so through the chemistry and the wonderful graduate students in my laboratory who helped develop this, Patrick Sharon and Spencer Fenn, some native Vermonters, we've taken this natural material that is essentially snot and turning it into a lawn adhesive lubricant patch for lawn repair.
Now, for the layman, and I was describing this very story to my wife when I was talking to her about this because I thought it sounded amazing, and one of her questions was, well, wait a minute, if it's seaweed-based, isn't that something that's going to eventually break apart, dissolve in the body? Why doesn't it do that? Or does it do that?
It does that, but we can control it through different manipulations of chemistry and different reactions we do. We can take something that will fall apart in water in 2 hours, or we can have it be essentially an elastic rubber band that stays in your body for a year.
What's the next step, and how soon could this potentially be the new way to treat serious lung injuries?
We've already received some interest from other people. And the exciting part is it comes from surgeons. It comes from people who are actually applying this material. The key here is to find a company or to find individuals that can support the scale-up, and that can easily be done by a company, a medical device company that does this sort of thing.
And Dr. Weiss, what about the FDA? I mean, you want to get their approval, obviously.
I think that we will have a very strong case for this. The compounds that are derived from the seaweed are already widely used in other industries, so in cosmetic, food, and other medical applications. So there's a very strong track record of safety, and there's a very strong precedent with the FDA in utilizing this type of compound. I think we have a very good shot as we continue to develop the data that Rachel and I are working on through the Department of Defense and the university funding, that we should potentially be able to approach the FDA in a few years, which is a pretty short time.
Dr. Daniel Weiss is professor of pulmonary medicine, and Rachel Oldinsky is a professor of engineering, both from the University of Vermont. I want to thank you both so much for talking with us about this exciting development.
Thank you.
Thank you.